Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
The Hope College women's basketball team wakes up this morning in Wisconsin. And this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we talked to Courtney Cust. She is the associate head coach of the women's basketball team. If I would have told you in August when we saw each other that you'd be readying for a Sweet 16 matchup, would you have just rolled your eyes and said, oh, Scott?
Maybe. I think the biggest thing for us was there was just a lot of unknown. We knew we had a lot of talent and a lot of girls that want to work hard and get in the gym, but it was just more of a question mark versus a doubt. It's not like we didn't believe in them or believe that we could do this, but we just had some unknowns, maybe I would say a little bit more than doubt heading into the season.
The last time that you took a team to the Sweet 16, it was of very, very veteran team. This team is young with one starting senior, one senior on the team. How is it different to coach this group?
Yeah, you know, I started the season by saying ignorance is bliss a little bit, you know, like we don't know what we don't know, and we're going to take that, use that to our advantage. I feel like we're just out here playing and having fun, and that's kind of the mentality we went into with last weekend, and it paid off well for us, so we're going to try to do that again and just come in and have some fun and not really think about, you know, maybe the fact that we haven't been here before with this group of people or that the other teams obviously have a lot more veterans on their teams. But we're just coming in having fun, and what we don't know, we don't know, and we're going to just embrace the ride and enjoy the journey.
Courtney Cust is the associate head coach of the Hope College women's basketball team. Her voice joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. As coaches, you try to control what you can control. Injuries are something you can't control. But as you try to get minutes for a lot of players that are super young, how great has it been that you've stayed fairly healthy this season?
Yeah, we're really blessed in that regard. And we've definitely had some injuries, had some ups and downs, but we've been able to withstand quite a bit this year. And it makes all the difference in the world. To be able to have a growth mindset and not have major setbacks throughout the year with injuries has been really great. So we've been able to have girls fill into their role and just keep getting better and better and better throughout the year, and I'm really proud of them for that.
All of our shows are available at WHTC.com. And now check out HearingVoicesRadio.com. You can hear our shows and interact with me if you would like to. And as always, if you're polite, I promise to respond. You, Coach Mo, Austin, Collie, all say that you play to a standard. Does the standard change, though, when you've got a young team and or when you get to a national tournament?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think that our standards are our standards. We chose them in the beginning of the year, and our players bought into them and have lived up to them. It's definitely harder, but it doesn't mean that we're not striving for big goals. We have certain in-stat game goals, and quite honestly, we didn't meet a lot of them last week, but we found a way to win. And that doesn't mean we're going to stop striving for those goals, but it's also credit to our players for just consistently finding a way. That's what I'm most proud of them for.
You take on Wisconsin Whitewater tonight. That's an 8:00 broadcast time with Greg Chandler on WHTC. What can you tell us about the University of Wisconsin Whitewater?
Yeah, they're very veteran heavy and have a handful of really good players, but I would say they center around the coach's daughter and then their fifth year post player who are playing really well right now. We're going to have to execute our game plan well, come in and be tough and, you know, do the little things that I think really matter in NCAA tournament games. You have to be the tougher team. You have to box out. You have to stay together. And it's going to be a game of runs. Hopefully we go on a run, but then they might go on a run. And that's just kind of how the NCAA tournament works. So the team that can make just a couple more plays and do a couple things better than the other team is the team that's going to advance.
I want to go back to last weekend in Greencastle, Indiana. You played Ripon. You played the host team, DePaul. I thought you guys were, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions, really, really consistent. Were you surprised those games weren't closer?
I actually thought Friday night's game was a little more uneasy, I guess. I think we just had a girls that hadn't played in the NCAA tournament, and that's their first minutes playing when, you know, your season's on the line and it could be over, and there's just a lot of emotion that comes with that. And then I think we were able to kind of get that off our minds on Friday night, and we could focus to Saturday. And then I thought our girls just played a lot more free and for each other. They weren't thinking so much about, oh, this is the NCAA tournament, or our season could be done. They just wanted to fight for another chance to be together and play for another week. So I'm really proud of them for the effort that they put in both days. But specifically Saturday, I felt like we were able to take a little bit more of a deeper breath and just go out and play Hope basketball.
We wind up with Courtney Cust, the associate head coach at Hope College with the women's basketball team. You are about 20 years younger than I am, maybe not quite that much, but I want to ask you about women's sports in general. You grew up playing basketball in high school and basketball in college. When you look at the Caitlin Clark phenomenon and what it has meant to women's sports, what it has meant to women's basketball, compared to the way that the sport was not that long ago when you played, but a little while ago, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, to be honest. It's amazing what Caitlin's doing. I think people don't really realize, I think, the pressure and the amount of just weight that she's carrying. And for her to do it with such grace and positivity, and for her to keep a team focused, I think is really unbelievable. And she's impacting every other college, every other high school girls basketball team, middle school, college, WNBA. Like, her impact will reach so many little kids, and also people like us. Like, people care about, you know, we're lucky that Hope College has always been meaningful basketball, and we've had an unbelievable fan base. But even we're feeling the effects of that, and the fact that people are just interested and are willing to tune in. And if you just look at viewership across the whole country, it's way up. And that's not just Iowa. That's a lot of women's basketball teams, and a lot of viewership and tickets are selling like crazy. So it's really great. It's great for the sport. I think it puts, you know, certain people on the map, certain colleges on the map, but at the same time, I'm really grateful for the community and the fan base that we've had at Hope College for so long, because it's one of the things that draws people in. It's one of the things that we're most proud of, is that you're playing meaningful basketball where people care.
Final question. Need a really quick answer. The first 5 minutes of your game Friday night, you'll know things are going well for your team if
we get a couple O boards. We need to stay on the offensive boards.
Courtney Cust, Brian Morehouse lead the Hope College women's basketball team into the NCAA Sweet 16. The broadcast at 8 p.m. with Greg Chandler on WHTC. Courtney, thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you.